So I'm considered the presidential turkey grower.
What does it mean to you to have that honor?
It's a huge deal for me, along with my family and the company. Not too many people get this opportunity, so it's a very big deal for me to have. My grandpa that started a company, Virgil H. Cooper, back in 1938, so we've been in business for 76 years as a family-owned, family-ran company. It's kind of far and few between these days. So I think my grandpa would be very proud at what we've accomplished and what my dad and my family's accomplished, and hopefully be proud of me of getting to do this. So,
well, take a moment. These birds were hatched right here.
Yep, they were hatched in our hatchery up in Oakwood, Ohio. So that is where our 15 million poults a year come from. These guys were hatched there on July 7th, and then I brought them down to my place in Mercer County. So it's about, I think, 60, 70 miles difference. Brought them down to my place in Mercer County, and I've been raising them ever since. So
what's been the biggest challenge getting them to this point?
Really, the birds haven't been the challenge. It's everything that goes along with it. So it's the litter, it's the food, it's the water. The water's automatic, so that's not a big deal. Huffing around the 100 pounds of feed every day gets a little hard some days. You know, trying to keep the barn clean because they produce so much down and so much dust. The birds, really, that was the easy part, I think. You know, they kind of handle themselves. As I provide the resource, they survive, so.
One of the things that you've done through this whole process is use the birds as an educational tool.
Yep. Yeah, we've actually got four different breeds in here. So we've got Spanish Blacks, we've got Blue Slates, Bronze, which is your wild turkey, your Eastern Wild, and then our broad-breasted whites. So most people have never seen an all-black turkey or a blue turkey. So the Blue Slates, when they were poults, when they were younger, they were actually blue as the sky. So now they're almost kind of a gray color. So it's been real neat for the kids to get to see that. They've most of the kids around here and most kids have seen a white turkey. They've never seen a wild black turkey, a bronze, or they've never seen the other two. So it's been real neat for them to get to see it. So
understand you had a little challenge, though, of catching a couple of them to take to a school?
Yeah, the Spanish Blacks and the Blue Slates are what we call heritage line, our heritage breed. So they're a lot smaller breed of birds compared to our broad-breasted whites and our bronze. They think it's almost a game now. When I try to come in here and get two of them out to go to a school, I always tried to take a Spanish Black and a Blue because most kids haven't seen that and most people in general haven't seen that. But now they've gotten so quick and they've gotten smart about it that they know I'm coming in here to pick them up and they run circles around me. So it's been no fun trying to catch them guys.
Hatched at Oakwood, mm-hmm. Brought here. These birds weigh what right now?
Well, when they're hatched, they're just a couple ounces on weight. These guys are around 20 weeks, so these guys are pushing 45, 50 pounds now. So part of that is that they eat all the time. They go through about 100 pounds of feed in about a day and a half. So if I was allowed to eat like that, I'd probably gain that weight too. So
pretty good feed conversion then.
Yeah. They are very efficient birds, let's put it that way. So they, for every pound that these guys eat, or every pound they gain, they eat about 2.5 pounds of feed. So they're very efficient and they're good at what they do. And that's what they naturally are. So.
Well, we are getting down to the day that you're going to need to select,
yep,
two birds to take to Washington, D.C. What's going to be that process?
I've already kind of started that process, I guess. They naturally wean themselves out. They'll, you know, it's kind of the strongest survive. So as I noticed ones that weren't growing as fast or didn't feather out as nice, I would take them out, and my buddy's raising the rest of them for me. Also, when I needed more room, I had to take some out to give the other birds room. But really, it was almost a gut feeling the other night. I was standing in here, and I was just talking to them. I spent a lot of time in here by myself with the birds, which is probably weird to most people, but I actually had two of them walk up to me, and it was almost like, hey, I'm here, let's go. And they were two of my prettiest looking birds in here. So I know which ones they are. I haven't officially said yes, that's the ones we're going to take, but they're very good candidates. So
Cole, let me ask, did you go to your dad, Gary, and say, I want to do this, or did your dad come to you and say, Cole, I want you to do this?
That was kind of an interesting conversation. I knew that he was going to get to do this, and I kind of didn't give him that option. And he easily could have said, no, you're not doing it. But I kind of told him, hey, if we're doing this, or you're doing this, I'm raising these. You know this, right? And he said, yeah, I figured you'd want to do this. So we built a barn in my backyard, and I've been raising them ever since. So
what surprised you the most with all of the attention that these birds have been getting over the last few weeks?
Probably some of the stuff, me being from the country and being around turkeys all my life. You know, we've been in business for 76 years, so this is what we do, this is what I know. It's probably the most surprising is kind of how little some people, you know, a lot of people know about turkeys and why they're colored, why we have white ones, why they have red and blue, or red, white, and blue on their heads, and their sizes. People are always amazed how big they are. And not all breeds, as you see, are the same size. We do have smaller breeds of birds, but like the big broad-breasted whites, they're called broad-breasted because they are very broad. So it's been fun to, I guess, educate and you know, and kind of break up some of the myths about turkeys and explain why they are the way they are and why they look the way they are. So
when you talk with folks about the turkeys, what do you hope they'll take away from the conversation?
It's a very good question, especially in the agriculture and farming community. The people that are in it fully understand it, but I don't think the normal consumer understands what it goes into to provide that food that you buy at the grocery store. So there is a lot of work that goes into it. And we're very proud, and we do everything right as much as we can. We don't want to have anything go wrong. So, making sure people understand that your food doesn't come from the back of the grocery store. It comes from a place like mine that we've raised, and we've spent time and we've spent money, and we've did everything we can to make everything right. So that's the biggest takeaway, is I want people to understand what agriculture is. You know, it's, we're not bad people, but we're feeding the world, I guess. So it's a huge deal for us. You know, we love our animals. We love what we do, and we're good at what we do. So I just want people to understand that we're not bad people.
Cole, it's obvious the pride that you've taken in this project and what it means to your family. But what about the extended family, the Cooper Farms employees? What has this come to mean for them?
Well, it's a huge deal. We have over 1,700 team members. We don't call them employees. They're all team members. We're all one big family. We're family-owned. We're family-operated. And we know that without them, this wouldn't be possible. So we take very much pride in our team members. And it's been something neat for them to get to see and witness and say, hey, I work for Cooper Farms. And they're the ones giving the president. So it's kind of a sense of pride for them, too. So.
One final question. Come Monday, when you get to Washington, D.C., who's going to be more nervous, Cole Cooper or the two turkeys?
Probably Cole Cooper. So I did quite a few interviews in the past couple, you can say months and weeks. So I'm a little bit used to that, but when it comes down to it and it's the final ending saga, the ending of this whole story, I just hope everything goes right, you know. And I don't think it's going to be the birds' issue. It's going to be an issue for Cole Cooper. So the birds are going to be fine. They'll do what they're supposed to do. It's just making sure that I don't fumble anything. So.